AP News. I'm Ed Donahue in Surfside, Florida.
We truly are walking among superheroes.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava praised the work being done to find the missing from a collapsed condo building.
Through the ongoing search and recovery efforts, our teams have recovered an additional victim. The number of confirmed deaths is now 95.
Cava says most of the 95 have been identified. Democratic state lawmakers from Texas are in Washington in an attempt to block Republican lawmakers from passing changes to voting laws. Sinfronia Thompson is dean of the Texas House Democratic Caucus.
These Republicans in this legislature may have changed the Messiah, Jesus, to Trump, but I haven't. And I'm going to make sure that everything that I can do, that my constituents' right would not be stripped from them.
Governor Greg Abbott wants changes to voting in Texas now.
As soon as they come back in the state of Texas, they will be arrested. They will be cabined inside the Texas Capitol until they get their job done.
President Biden will be talking more about voting rights later today. Two Baltimore police officers were shot. A suspect was killed as the U.S. Marshals Task Force served a warrant outside a local mall. There are nearly 60 wildfires burning through bone-dry timber and brush from Alaska to Wyoming. The largest in Oregon is threatening a portion of California's power supply. The Dutch Public Health Institute says coronavirus infections in the Netherlands skyrocketed by more than 500% over the last week. The surge followed the scrapping of almost all lockdown restrictions. Jeff Bezos's rocket company got federal approval to launch people into space, including Bezos. The Amazon founder will climb atop his new Shepard rocket next Tuesday in West Texas, joined by his brother, an 82-year-old female aviation pioneer, and an auction winner. Not much activity so far either way on Wall Street. This is AP News. The Coast Guard is waving off Americans who want to ferry supplies to protesters in Cuba.
Groups of Cuban immigrants in Florida say they plan to travel to Cuba in boats filled with supplies to show support for street protesters on the island. Among the items mentioned, food, medicine, and guns. The Coast Guard says it's monitoring activity that would lead to what it calls unsafe and illegal crossings between Florida and Cuba. It calls the voyage dangerous and unforgiving. 20 Cubans have died recently trying to cross. Protesters took to the streets in Cuba over the weekend, marching against high prices and food shortages. I'm Rita Foley.
People are dumping unwanted goldfish into a lake near Minneapolis. About 30 of them have been found. They grew to the size of footballs and compete with native species for food and increase algae in lakes. Some of the goldfish weighed as much as 4 pounds. The message is, don't release your pet goldfish into ponds and lakes. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first laser center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.